Give me a quick snapshot of what you found, what the poll includes.
Well, what we found is similar to what we had found in the past, Ken Cuccinelli with a very slight lead, but still a significant number of voters undecided. That number is now down to 25%, and it had been significantly higher, but still 25% of the people undecided is a whole lot.
Well, what do you think? I mean, we're only 4 months away from the election. If people don't know who the candidates are, what can the candidates do to change that?
Well, I think the answer to this really is a couple questions that we asked about how much people had thought about the election, and the majority of people admitted that they hadn't thought about the election very much or not at all. And these were only registered voters. And then we also asked a question related to the Star Scientific story about how much attention people had paid to that or how closely they'd been following the story. And again, a majority of people said that they'd not been following the story very closely at all, or in some cases not at all. So I think the answer is many people are undecided because people haven't really tuned into either of these stories yet.
Perhaps this is the summer lull and people are on vacation doing other things?
I think certainly in the case of the election, I think that would absolutely be the case because people are on vacation, people are concerned with other things. In this part of the state, they're concerned within the rain and then the heat. So I think people are concerned with a lot of other things, and the election is 4 months off, which for those of us who are really interested in politics, we might think is a short period of time. But I think for the average person, 4 months is a relatively long period of time if you're not really interested in it, or if you're not intensely interested in it.
Did it surprise you at all about Star Scientific that they didn't know Cuccinelli was involved? And, you know, somebody might think that with all the news media out there and the attention, that could possibly hurt his campaign.
Oh, I think it still could. I think that's absolutely the case, and I think that could still take a toll on Governor McDonald's numbers, which we did not see in this poll. McDonald's numbers seemed to hold fairly steady, and that was a little bit surprising to me. But again, I think that may be because people have not really tuned into that story, and I think we may see some change in that as we move along. I mean, when we did ask people, those people who said they'd been following the Star Scientific story somewhat closely, over 80% of them identified McDonald as being involved in this, and slightly more than half identified Cuccinelli. And that's not surprising to me, given that most of the stories have in fact centered on the governor and the governor's family. And Cuccinelli has really only been mentioned tangentially for the most part, I think, thus far. All that could change. And I think, again, that's sort of reflective of what people have seen and read to this point.
Should McAuliffe, who I guess people don't really know that well, should he use the Star Scientific thing and get it out there that Cuccinelli was involved at least a little bit, and then, or might that backfire on McAuliffe?
I think McAuliffe will use that, and certainly in some ways people, he's been talking about that, and the other Democratic candidates, the down ticket candidates, have been talking about that too, and people are talking about ethics and ethical reform and things like that. I mean, it's a roundabout way of doing that without mentioning it directly. If you're concerned to sort of mention it directly, could backfire on you, but it never hurts to be in favor of tough ethical standards. And I do suspect as we get closer and closer to the election, there's no doubt in my mind, in fact, that people will pay more attention to both of those stories. You know, but to this point, that sort of, I think, explains why we don't see more movement in the poll numbers, both for McDonald and for Cuccinelli. I think we don't see that because for many people, they really haven't tuned into those stories yet.
Anything surprise you at all?
I think the sort of was probably most surprising about me, for me, was that McAuliffe's favorable ratings went up so much in a 3 month period, that his favorable ratings doubled. Now, that his favorable ratings had been very low because people didn't know very much about him, but his favorable ratings are up around 25% now, which is not great, but is much better than where he was several months ago when people didn't know much about him. And the other thing I think that was surprising to me is that both candidates, although the margins are very slim, but both candidates are now above water in terms of favorable, unfavorable ratings. And it's the first time we've seen both candidates above water in our polling. Now, whether that maintains is a whole other story, whether that maintains for either candidate. But given that this has been, and I've characterized this on several occasions as in a negative campaign, I was a little bit surprised to see the favorable ratings as high as they were for each of the candidates, which is not to say they're high, but maybe higher than I expected.
McDonald's numbers were about the same as they had been last time.
His approval was down a few points, but within the margin of error, and his favorable rating actually was up a couple points, also within the margin of error from April. But essentially, he held steady. So I would say that his numbers really, say, held serve in the past 3 months. And I was expecting to see some decline there. I wasn't expecting to see a precipitous decline, but I was expecting to see something in his numbers.